Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be talking to Alyssa Russell, founder and CEO of Ready Consulting from Cohort Number 2. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Ready. How are you serving folks?
So Ready is a for-profit tech-enabled workforce training platform, and we actually serve young adults between the ages of 16 and 26 who are unemployed or perhaps underemployed. And our unique value is that we do this in virtual reality. We use Meta 2 headsets, and everything happens in the Meta world.
So how has being part of Main Street Cohort Number 2 helped you in your business?
Oh, wow. It totally pushed us right to that next level. 1 year later, we have now been accepted to a program called the 4 for Good Challenge. We won $42,000 in the last 4 months. We took on a COO, and we now have interns. So one of the biggest things I got out of the program was that, you know, there are no solopreneurs. So we now have a COO and student interns, which also are from Georgia State.
So what was kind of a key learning that helped kind of catapult you to the success you're having today?
I would say the key learning has been always be flexible and be willing to pivot. Don't be so married to your idea or your solution or what you think the product should be. Ready has already had 3 pivots. We started off as a specific type of face-to-face training. Then we were an app-based program, and now we are in XR technology using VR.
So any advice for the founders here today? Anything to when they're presenting or when they're kind of pitching?
Breathe, and you know your stuff. You are the expert on these topics, so trust yourself that you know what you're talking about and you got this.
Now, have you enjoyed being part of the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem? Has that been rewarding and maybe kind of made you a more well-rounded entrepreneur?
Absolutely. I would say I started entrepreneurship here at Georgia State while I was getting my master's, and then I became familiar with the E&I program. Then I moved into Main Street. That's led me to working with the Center for Civic Innovation here in Atlanta, Atlanta Tech Village. Ready has been funded by several notable resources here in the ecosystem. And I'm so excited that I started my company here because this is a city that really supports startups and minority founders.
Now, what do you need more of? How could our listeners help you?
Well, Ready is at this phase of where we are actually piloting actual classes. So we are looking to renovate our mobile training unit. We have a RV, and we're about to retrofit it with Oculus devices and make it a learning center so that we can better serve underserved communities. So we're actually looking for donations through our website, consultready.com, in order to support the renovation of our RV.
Now, is it so you're looking for funding right now as
right.
well?
Mm-hmm.
So is it funding for just this one project, or is it for the company as a whole?
It's funding specific to this project.
And then what about from a talent standpoint? Do you need kind of uniquely skilled people to help you build out this kind of virtual ecosystem?
Yes, we're totally looking for tech people, especially developers, specifically to building out classrooms, VR classrooms. We use a space called AltSpace. So we need those, especially students, you know, who may be skilled in the space of building AR in VR environments.
Now, is that something that you, if you were to look into a crystal ball, is that something that you think that we're going to need a lot more of young people that are maybe high school age now, that to be thinking about, hey, there's one thing about, you know, the internet, but this whole kind of metaverse is a whole new world that maybe you should be getting some training and experience in?
Absolutely, 100%. The future of workforce, the future of learning and development is going to be tech-enabled. VR is set in the next 10 years that every household will have a headset in it. And I think we're moving away from this space of being face-to-face, whether that's a good thing or bad thing, I have no opinion, but I think that you have to qualify yourself to use the tech tools. And VR is quite incredible. It does provide the realest face-to-face experience that you can have away from others.
So face-to-face, I guess, is going to evolve.
I think we're always going to need to meet up with people for hugs. But, you know, if you want to learn something new, you can do it from your office desk inside that headset.
So if somebody wants to connect with you, learn more about Ready, what's the website?
ConsultReady, ConsultReady, ConsultReady.com.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.